This is 90.5 WKAR. I'm Sophia Salaby. Thousands of Michiganders have been displaced by this week's massive flooding in the Midland area, mostly caused by the failure of the Edenville Dam. The dam had been the target of lengthy investigations by federal regulators up until the government revoked its license over safety violations 2 years ago. Then it fell to state oversight, where it was deemed to be in fair condition. Riley Began is a journalist with Bridge Magazine who reported on what led to the dam's failure. Riley, thank you for joining me.
Glad to be here.
So what were the issues with the dam's infrastructure, and how long had they been a problem?
Boyce Hydro is the company that owns it. They bought it in 2004, and even at that time, there were a number of issues, but the one that's most pressing and relevant to this conversation is the issue with the spillways. So that is a sort of an engineering term for basically the part of the dam that allows it to safely allow water to flow downstream in case there's heavy floods or rain. From the beginning, the federal regulators said, you guys don't have enough spillways to handle what's called the probable maximum flood capacity. That's basically the highest level of flooding or rainfall that we can possibly imagine for this region. So the federal government needed them to basically double their capacity to drain this water. There was a very long back and forth. Basically, they kept issuing warnings. The dam owners would negotiate a longer deadline to make those fixes. They were often saying, you know, we don't have enough money to make these fixes. And if you shut down our ability to generate money off of the hydroelectricity from this dam, we're not going to be able to make those changes anyway. And then eventually the federal government said, okay, time's up. We're going to revoke your license. Then in 2018, that went over to the state's regulatory authority. 9 days after there was the final settlement of the lawsuit over revoking this license, state regulators inspected this dam, and they noted that there were concerns with the spillways, but they deemed it to be in fair condition. And the state has said, you know, we've been in conversation with them. We're starting the process of trying to get them to make those changes. But in the end, the state's regulation is actually much less stringent than the federal government's.
And you found that once the dam fell under state oversight, those regulators were way more concerned with Boyce Hydro, the dam's owner, lowering water levels illegally, allegedly in recent years, rather than the infrastructure of the dam itself. Was that a product of those different regulations between the federal government and the state government?
One of the things that happened, and what you're referring to, is that the Boyce Hydro was drawing down the water levels in Wixom Lake, which is the lake that's created by the Edenville Dam. And the company argued that, you know, we're doing this for safety, but also to make changes and upgrades to some infrastructure in the dam. And the state government, you know, had problems with that because it exposed these freshwater mussels, one type of which is not an endangered species, but is threatened. And they argued that Boyce Hydro had actually little concern about the safety of the people downstream from this dam, but that they were just trying to save money off of what is a more expensive maintenance process if you don't draw this down in the winter. Eventually, you know, 2 winters later, the state did sue Boyce Hydro, but not over these regulations. Again, they did not demand any infrastructure changes for the spillway capacity of this dam, even though there have been problems with it for 13 years. What they did sue them over is, you know, endangering these mussels by doing these illegal drawdowns. So, you know, local homeowners who we spoke with have said that that was a confusing element for them because they actually were concerned about this safety issue as well.
And just in this last minute, Riley, you just mentioned you talked to people in the Midland community. What are they saying about this tragedy, more than just being kind of confused about what's happened?
You know, as we mentioned earlier, there were massive changes in the water level for some of these people. They're lake homeowners. They can't go ice fishing. They can't take their boat out when it's drawn down. But then when it's up, it clearly endangered this flood capacity that people had been warning about. So as they were kind of being pulled around by this dam owner and not necessarily being protected by state regulators, they began this process of trying to buy the dam from Boise Hydro, and they were beginning the process of purchasing this dam from the owner when this all happened. So what we've heard from them is, some real frustration that the federal government and the state failed to take action on these clear dangers, and some hesitation about what's next. I think, the spokesman said to me that they are pretty sure they're going to continue to go forward with this purchase, but it's not entirely sure.
All right. Well, this seems like a story that will continue to be a huge issue going forward for not only the folks in the Midland community, but maybe across the state. Riley Began is a journalist with Bridge Magazine. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.